This is Marketplace from American Public Media. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Conventional wisdom in the world of brand management is that more is better. The more widely known and more widely available your product is, the more money you're going to make. With that theory firmly in mind, the maker of Peeps, those little marshmallow chicks and bunnies, they opened their first store near Washington, D.C. today. So we sent Sabri Ben-Ashour to take a peep.
It takes just a quick search on YouTube to see how seriously people take their Peeps.
There's Lord of the Peeps. There's Star Wars and Peeps.
Kathy Basininski is vice president of brand development for Just Born, Peeps' parent company.
It's a cultural phenomena. We know a third of the Peeps that people buy aren't eaten.
There are science experiments on Peeps and campaigns to stop science experiments on Peeps. And now, behold, there is a Peeps store. Karen Simonet mans the register.
We have stuffed Peeps. We have the chocolate-covered Peeps. We have our Peep water bottles that say, chillin' with my Peeps. We also have hand-blown glass crystal Peeps.
There are 850 different Peeps products here. Retail analyst Owen Shapiro says the store has potential.
There's a number of different brands that have used sort of destination stores and flagship stores as part of their marketing campaign.
Apple or Disney, for example. Shapiro says a store doesn't have to make a lot of money to be helpful to the brand. But it's not just any company that can pull it off.
You know, you have to be a pretty powerful brand. Typically, they're high emotion brands.
High emotion doesn't seem to be a problem here. Phaedra Milton is another manager who was here for the soft opening last month.
We had to have police officers that just came and started directing people. We had so many.
If the store is successful, the company says more stores will peep up. Pop up around the country. In Oxon Hill, Maryland, I'm Sabri Ben-Ashour for Marketplace.